Oh, I've got something about a well-known boxer.
A well-known boxer, did you
say? Well, he's not that well-known.
No, therefore the category already is in ashes, isn't it, Ellis?
I don't know.
Here's something you can find out for me.
He's a rambling boxer.
Here's something you can find out for me while you're doing your teeth thing. You know, like the money in circulation. How do they know when to put some more in circulation? How do they know what we're doing with how much is down the back of sofas? How many notes are ruined? How do they know when to make some more money? Because you've got your KLF. Do you remember the KLF when they burnt £1 million on that Scottish atoll? They went and burnt £1 million.
No.
The KLF. Yes, they did. The pop group KLF, because they're artists, they're not pop musicians, took £1 million of their royalties, which I think was all of their royalties, and made a film of them putting it in a little kiln and burning it all. That was the
what
film they made. Well, yeah, but it's an artistic thing.
It's real money.
I've got to tell you, they also did you'll love this, Steve. They also invited about 30 selected journalists out before that, right? And they gave them all £3,000 in cash and told them to get in these cars that came and follow them out to the woods. Well, they gave them nail guns and told them to nail the £3,000 to trees, right? And that was also filmed. However, I happen to know one, Danny Kelly, editor of Q magazine at the time, who simply trousered the £3,000. Simply trousered it. And didn't bother with their little artistic scheme at all. And he'll tell anyone, he'll look you straight in the eye and say, Dan, what did you do with your £3,000 that was given to you in the name of art? And he'll look at you and say, I trousered it.